Hi, this is a dictation for Jalen Carey. J-A-L-E-E-N. C like Charlie, A-R-E-Y. Jalen Carey has a date of birth 11-1992. Date of accident is 9-27-2021. Date of service is 5-13-2022. Apparently, Mr. Jalen Carey is a victim of an automobile accident as follows. Oh, I'm sorry. He is a victim of a work-related accident. He was trying to lift a refrigerator, which was almost 350 pounds, and it fell on his dolly and on him, hitting his chest and collarbone, and causing him headache, along with dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, and confusion. And he was seen by consult urgent care, and he did not recover. He did return back to work only to get out of the work due to the pain. The initially patient was provided with Norco and muscle relaxers by Henry Ford Hospital, West Bloomfield Hills. And he started having some pain in the neck and the middle back and lower back, more on the left side, as well as left shoulder pain, and radiation the pain to the left arm involving fourth and fifth finger. He had a difficult time lifting his arm beyond 130 degrees. Today, he informed that his pains are still the same in the neck and the mid back and lower back, more towards the left side of the spine, and the left shoulder is affected. The radiation of the pain is minimal nowadays, less frequent and less severe. Pain level still remains at 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 30% improvement in the pain is reported by various conservative treatments, like including physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. The areas that are affected are sleep 10, mood, walking ability, and work are affected 9. Enjoyment of life is 8, and general activity and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports that there is a there is no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no double vision, no blackouts. So that is a significant improvement. He also denies any loss of memory or balance problem or concentration focus problems. No confusion, disorientation. There is no history of anxiety, depression, panic. Completely redundant today are pain in the shoulder, the left side, the neck, left side, and lower back, left side, along with pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and the left shoulder. He has no other area of pain. Difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patients report that his pain has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Norco, substance abuse, patient reports marijuana using, and compliance program, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 142/88, pulse is 69, pulse off is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit. Of 4-14-2022, dictation number 0415-0449. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week, focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, and shoulder pain. Most of it is a soft tissue injury should improve with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, mechanical back program. He remains continuously disabled for work, hospital replacement, transportation. If the light duty will be available, I'll be more than happy to place him back. I'll investigate on his next visit. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, new labs have been withdrawn, and he's provided with the following medication: Norco 10 over 325 once a day for 30 days for pain relief. Hydroxyzine It provided 25 milligram for anxiety, 90 tablets, along with Buspar, 10 milligram daily for anxiety relief. In addition, he's also provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for headaches and other nerve pains, Trizanidine 4 milligram, 60 tablets for his muscle relaxation. In addition, patients provided Voltaren gel and lidocaine patches. He's provided with Elevil to not only give him sleep and remove depression, but also headaches and pain relief. 50 milligram at night, 30 tablets. Gabapentin is provided 60 tablets once twice a day for further relief of the nerve pain. And two refills are ordered. The patient is not going to be provided any further narcos. The patient is otherwise stable. The MRIs that were done were discussed with the patient in great detail. The patient is found to have the following issues. He has positive disc issues in the C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, showing a bulging disc throughout and herniated disc at C4-5 as well as C5-6 that apparently happened from this accident. In the thoracic region, T7, T8, T8-9, and T9-10 have a herniated disc. In the lumbar spine, there is no positive findings are noticed, except there is a bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and a bilateral neural foramen narrowing at L5-S1. Sacroiliac joints are completely normal. At this time, patient is stable. He has been provided with the alternative treatment, which includes an injection treatment to cervical and thoracic spine to bring relief since patient is having continuous problems. Thank you.